I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today marks 200 days, or 6.5 months, since the Nigerian terrorist group Boko Haram kidnapped Leah Sharabu. Bethany Collins with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the group recently released a short audio recording from Leah proving that she was still alive. In the recording, she asked the government to intervene on her behalf. She was kidnapped back in February with a group of schoolgirls, but the other girls were later released. The reason Boko Haram held on to Leah? She refused to turn her back on Christ. Would you pray with us for her strength of faith and for her release?
So we do pray for her release, but we also pray for her resolve and her faith while she's in captivity, that she'll be able to share her faith with her captors, that her captors will look at her and say, what is it about Jesus that makes this worth it?
And in South Sudan, Wycliffe Bible translators recently celebrated their 1,000th New Testament translation. They helped bring scriptures to the Kaloko people, many of whom have been displaced by the unrest. The whole situation has slowed the translation process. Wycliffe's Russ Hirschman.
The civil unrest that's been going on in South Sudan meant that the dedication actually had to happen in northern Uganda. But people came from everywhere for it. They walked from refugee camps in northern Uganda. They walked from the Democratic Republic of Congo. An entire choir with their instruments came walking from the Democratic Republic of Congo just to be together at that time and to praise God, to worship Him, and to celebrate.
Pray that the accord holds and that the peace of Christ becomes permanent. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You find links and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.